Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and an album of seldom heard piano music by French composers, including the first ever recording of Prelude, Toccata, and Scherzo by a very young Pierre Boulez, as well as music by Maurice Ravel, Olivier Messiaen, and Claude Debussy, a program chosen and performed by pianist Ralph von Rath. Over the next 20 minutes or so, I'll give you a bit of background about the composers and the performer. First, though, here's a bit more of that opening music, Études retrouvées by Claude Debussy. That was a bit of Études retrouvées by Claude Debussy. One of the very last piano pieces Debussy wrote was Le soir illuminé par l'ardeur de charbon, The Evenings Illuminated by the Heat of the Coal. It was written in 1917, but finally rediscovered in 2001. Debussy wrote the piece as a gift for his coal merchant, who was able to supply him with some coal to keep warm despite scarce supplies in the extremely cold winter of that year. Thank you. Music by Claude Debussy. French composer Olivier Messiaen was also renowned for his study of birdsong, and he traveled the world notating those songs. And he often used them in his compositions. In fact, Messiaen once said, "It's probable that in the artistic hierarchy, birds are the greatest musicians existing on our planet." And he wrote a piece about Le Moqueur Polyglotte, or the Mockingbird. The mockingbird is a very, very common bird in the southern United States. It's that gray and white bird that imitates every other bird and does so for hours on end. In this piece, Messiaen imagines an imaginary encounter between a mockingbird and different birds from elsewhere in the world, including the Australian superb lyrebird and America's gray-cheeked thrush. I'm continually amazed at the accuracy with which Messiaen creates bird calls in his music. Here, then, is a bit of The Mockingbird. The centerpiece of this album, and by far the longest piece, is a never-before-recorded solo piano piece by Pierre Boulez. Never-before-recorded because Boulez himself didn't want this youthful work to be performed. Then Ralph von Raat was given access to the music, and after hearing him play it, Boulez's heirs and publishers agreed it could not only be performed, but it should also be recorded by Ralph von Raat. That recording is this album. I was lucky enough to hear Ralph von Raat perform it at Carnegie Hall a couple of years ago, and to say that performance was impressive would be an understatement. He not only made this ferociously difficult piece sound easy, he also made the musical thoughts of the composer crystal clear. Here's the beginning of the prelude. That was the opening prelude of Pierre Boulez's Prelude, Toccata, and Scherzo. In his album notes, Ralph von Rott describes the final scherzo this way. He says it consists of two contrasting elements, a volatile percussive theme alternating with a static melodic theme accompanied by bell-like chords. Here's the beginning of that scherzo. Shortly after composing his large-scale Prelude, Toccata, and Scherzo, Boulez composed his 12 Notations. If the earlier work was grand in scale, 12 Notations is at the opposite end, emphasizing brevity and great economy of composition in which every note has its exact place and reason. All 12 pieces together last just over 10 minutes. From Notations, here is number 9, Calm. You have been listening to music from an album featuring pianist Ralph Van Raat and music by Claude Debussy, Olivier Messiaen, Maurice Ravel, and Pierre Boulez, all on a new Naxos album catalog number 8.573894. Ralph Van Raat has been fascinated by classical music of the 20th century since the age of 14. He once said it's his aim to convince audiences of the immense beauty and diversity of contemporary music through solo recitals, lecture recitals, performances, album releases, and special projects. If you ever have a chance to hear him in concert, do so, even if the music is completely unfamiliar to you. He is a wonderful and convincing musical guide. To go out, here is a tiny minuet that Maurice Ravel once scribbled on the back of one of his students' exercise books, a tiny gem of a piece. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.